Hello, and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and today I will be naming my top five GOATs of wrestling. The wrestling industry has seen its fair share of great performers over the years, but some of them stood the test of time. Who will be my number one? Who will make it on my list? Stay tuned. To find more content, head on over to my social media pages at Twitter at Kenny underscore sports. Again, Kenny underscore sports. And on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. Again, on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. Now, before I start this top five list, the way that this works is I set up the list based on accolades, popularity, heel and baby faces are included, and the aurora of their character. There might be some wrestlers that you might question why they are on the list, but this is why I created the list so we can create a debate about it. Anyway, without further ado, let's get started. Coming in at number one is the one and only The Undertaker. What can you say about this man? The Deadman persona he created will continue to stand until the test of time. Debuting in Survivor Series of 1990, The Undertaker went on to win 7 world titles and was the prominent figure in the Attitude Era. Of course, we cannot have this list without mentioning his WrestleMania streak. In June of 2020, he officially announced his retirement at the end of the Last Ride docuseries. In the Survivor Series this year, Undertaker officially given his farewell, never to return again. It's ironic because 30 years prior, he actually debuted. And now at this year's Survivor Series, he announced his retirement. Thank you, Taker. Coming in at number 2 on our list is the most charismatic, craziest wrestler to ever hit the square circle in Ric Flair. Flair has basically been wrestling since the 1800s, and although he doesn't get physical, he still has a lot to offer. Flair is a 16-time world champion, although he claims that he is a 21-time champion. He is tied with John Cena for the most championship reigns in WWE history. I don't know how that happened, but he's tied nonetheless. Why is he on this list? Well, he can wrestle and really bring out the hate in any fan that didn't like him. He is the Nature Boy after all, and a living legend. His daughter, Charlotte Flair, is making quite a name for herself. Flair was promoted to WWE's main roster in 2015, going on to hold the Divas Championship once, the Raw Women's Championship 4 times, of course, she was the inaugural holder of the championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship a record 5 times, and would win the NXT title a second time in 2020. Coming in at number 3 is the legendary Stone Cold Steve Austin. Perhaps the most popular superstar to ever grace the ring, Stone Cold is 3rd because of his popularity. Growing up, Stone Cold didn't wrestle naturally. He just kicked ass. A lot. Stone Cold is a 6-time WWE champion, a 2-time Intercontinental champion, a 4-time WWE Tag Team champion, and a 1-time Million Dollar champion. His legendary feud with The Rock, The Undertaker, Kane, and Vince McMahon helped shape the Attitude Era for what it's worth. Stone Cold is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time and deserves to be number 1 on my list, but The Undertaker deserves it more. Coming in at number 4 on my list is The Rock. The Rock is one of the most popular superstars of all time, with his signature phrases like Know Your Role, Shut Your Mouth, and Jabroni. He was a 2-time Intercontinental Champion, a 5-time Tag Team Champion, a WWE Royal Rumble winner, and of course, a 10-time champion. Who could ever forget his debut at the 1996 Survivor Series under the name Rocky Maivia? Fun fact, I was actually there that night at MSG. I was very confused at first because his character was very flamboyant, but he went on to become a legend. He eventually turned and went to the Nation of Domination. After he left the Nation of Domination, he shot at his stardom with a singles run. He joined the corporation, Vince McMahon's stable that included other superstars. He eventually went on to Hollywood to pursue an acting career. Me personally, I miss The Rock, but Hollywood has treated him so good and so well that I can't imagine why he doesn't want to come back to WWE. Before I unveil the number 5 on this list, I would like to thank the sponsor for this episode, Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up the Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. Choose 5 out of the 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over-under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win the share of the prize pool. Use promo code KennySports when you sign up today and receive a $50 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy today on the App Store or Play Store by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And finally, number 5 on my list is Bret Hart. Despite the Montreal Screwjob, by the way, I did a deep dive on the situation and should really check out that episode. Bret Hart is considered to be one of the most technical wrestlers in the wrestling industry. The man can wrestle, as he fought many WWE Hall of Famers, such as Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Mr. Perfect, and let's not forget the controversial battles with Shawn Michaels, due in large part to the Montreal Screwjob in the Survivor Series in 1997. Bret Hart is one of my favorite characters/wrestlers growing up, and he deserves a spot on my list. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with this list? Don't like it? Feel free to comment on my social media pages. I am on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify if you want to hear more episodes. More episodes will be released in the coming weeks. Until the next episode, see ya and stay safe and healthy.